One in skak. Don Sigakuo Yakitom Skatnawao. Reluctant Sigasun. Back again for another episode of Pigate Wapoy e Guahnehewe Win Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Every single Sunday morning, I bring you an awesome guest to teach us a little bit of Nehewe Win in a fun and interesting way. Today's guest joining us all the way from Saskatchewan, point with my lips over there, is Ira Swindler. Tanse kitam skatan, Ira.
Tansa toya.
How are things? Tanse kia.
Manan doutan ta tanawin.
Uh-huh.
I'm always, we chistaso yan kan go yan kiwi.
Introduce yourself and tell the listeners a little bit about where you're from and maybe how you grew up speaking the language and whatnot.
So my name, my Ira Swindler, that's my maiden name. I'm married in Thunder Childigwa. I've been there 30 years. Kaptigonak. That's where Iwigian. Kaki ke gipene hiyawiak ya wasiwiak. Niga wiego notawi. Maga o skaiwi anote nake gispitiak. Exekta mihchet. Muniawewak. Eksuman gindoks na hamasun, eksingipi pigiwan, ego kagiwian mana nigawi ego nuhtawi nesto nehiawewak. Maga as time went on, nitsa na kegonia, ikwe mahmuniawan anman tapto, usam nichewagan na nikwanegi muniasak. I skek speak in the early 60s, muimstahi nehiawak utena. Maga nigiwak. So on our language, the majority of us, we still speak our language. We never lost it. It's going to be, it's over 30 years ago, and Stumtanawaski. Elguanana, Mstahe ne egi enehioit. Egua, egok enehioit. Egeeks nohamas at residential school. Egwek de geek dimahitka nehioit. Maga, kitapasio. Ogumin kutaka timuin, maga. Egeegi seita. I walk du nehioan. Dai spa. Muike guay. Ngasago chigon kane hiwe mututama ne gitwet e gieso tama so toma e wasiwet extra poe kagi ge hu ya ne hiwe niginak e gonista moi tne gi pagas kine hiwe an e ko mane gi utsimit e gi utsimit man ne hiwe ni sta ne hiwe nom ne hiwe kaimonia e giset pisk mana e giet mai wi che tosia maga e te go pis matsin stone en ni stigo ke Ea tākua ki pīks ko inno. Eko se, kuntā pwenista, e gi aya, even a game e gītota. Tahtau ne hiawa, tahtau au mūni awea ne, ka te pahamuak, tūniasa. Eko se, mui no te pāpi gupa in gi akam ne hiawa an. Tune go, ai wā, kinteite ni enihta ne hiawa an, ai wā ki go, nītsa na kogik, pe go, Moitun kaitu anu e pagas kine hiyoyan maga nihta ne hiyoyan. Egoa ya. Pekin steso ta muiga ase isit. Pah kiyo muuta kais nihta augia. Egoa egi miigusia. Ogoa uya ka tiht nihta paga tuewa ka tiht nihta poatsimua. Maga ki egi miigusiin nihta auewin. Egoa kihti nihta auewin am mito aka meimu egisit. Egoa tamana ya nuapa tenta pui. As koman tansumu kaituan maga, egagi ismui anmana, emiaka susoyan eksimana, at uskepain, tapwe, taps kutsman asko, tandeu meo tu temaga ka piks kuataman maga, taps kutsman ekta ka pee ea steak.
Amazing. Tagake, me, in my language journey, I'm only a home learner, self-learner, so I'm picking out certain words, certain phrases, certain verbs, but it's amazing to have such a fluent speaker on the show today. Thank you for sharing that. I'll be translating that for the next week to myself. But today you've agreed to chat with us and talk with us a little bit about maybe some kitchen words. And,
sure.
You know, we talk about, you know, we tend to keep a theme, and I figure, you know, you're a mother and a grandmother, things like that. So I thought we would talk about cooking. Now, Giga Kaituan, how would we say just to cook as the verb to cook something.
To cook, we would say bimnawaso.
Bimnawaso. So we're going to cook. So now if we're going to put that in first person, I am cooking.
Ipimnawasoyan.
Ipimnawasoyan. That's in the conjunct now. So now if we're going to put it in the second person, like you are cooking.
Ipimnawasoyin.
Ipimnawasoyin. In the third person, so that person, we're talking about Dave over there. Dave's doing some cooking.
Ipimnawasut.
Ipimnawasut. So that's first, yeah. Second, and third. So now let's dive right into maybe a few foods. Tansikatuan for bannock. That's a very common one, right?
Pagwesigan.
Pagwesigan. You make good bannock?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Yeah? Even if I went into Saskatchewan, they'd say you'd make good bannock, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who's the man to my yard?
Your pagwesigan brings all the men to, yeah, your yard, right? Me, Austin. So now maybe another one. We'll just stick with a couple right now. So for soup, tansay kigatuan soup.
Mitsimapoy.
Mitsimapoy. So two common words we use for, as indigenous people, we use those for, you know, pagwesigan, ikwa mitsimapoy. So now let's maybe start using those into a bit of a sentence and with a tense marker. So if we're going to say in the past tense, did you cook soup yesterday?
Utak si yesterday. Ki usitan si mitsimapoy.
Ki-usitansi. So now you didn't use the pimnawaso on that one, right? We used otaksik for yesterday, but yeah, now we used a different verb instead of pimnawaso.
Otaksik ti ki-usitan.
Ki-usitan.
Yesterday, did you make soup?
Ki-usitan. So you used just to make and not to cook.
Yeah.
Ki-usitan.
Yeah. Kind of confusing because there are some elders that will say, napatago gig. They call that when you're making soup with potatoes. It's kind of a different term. There's the old Cree, there's the new Cree. Mm. You know, it's kind of confusing in that way.
And I noticed there's always a few different ways to say certain things in the Heiwewin. I've learned that, right? Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
So now if we're going to maybe make it a future tense marker, will you cook bannock tomorrow?
Kaki swauti pakwesigan wapake.
Kaki, okay, kitwam?
So it's kind of like what I'm saying is, will you cook bannock tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to say, like some people will want to say, will you bake bannock tomorrow? So first of all, I'll say, will you cook bannock? I'll say, kaki swauti pakwesigan wapake.
Kaki swauti pakwesigan wapake.
Right. So if I'm going to say, will you bake bannock tomorrow? Then you would say, kase gwapski now ti pakwesigan wapaking.
Because you're using for baking now, right?
Yes.
Amazing. Once again, chatting with Ira Swindler from Saskatchewan. Which reserve are you from in Saskatchewan, Ira?
I'm originally from Sweetgrass First Nation. That's where I was born. That's my home.
Mm.
But I've been in Thunderchild Kapdigonak for 30 years. Sweetgrass is called Naguati, mm-hmm, and Thunderchild. That's where I've been for 30 years. I'm a band member in Thunderchild. And that one is Kapdigonak.
Kapdigonak. Once again, chatting with Ira Swindler. We'll be right back again with more Pigatewa Poi Ekwa.